as the huge orange public transportation bus approached. I heard the gears shift long before I could read the routing sign above his windshield. This was the second time I made this trip alone. At the age of 15, I was certainly old enough to go downtown unaccompanied, but I was scared. I knew the faces of everyone in my neighborhood, but the faces of the people downtown were blank. The cars in my neighborhood stopped when we ran into the streets, but the cars downtown moved faster than I could run. The rooftops of houses on Arcadia Circle opened up a view of the sky in our neighborhood, but the tall buildings downtown seemed to close up the sky on every corner. I knew how to pronounce and spell every street in my neighborhood without looking at the signs, but I knew it was useless looking at the street signs downtown, and I tripped over the curbs. For as long as I could remember, I was nearsighted. In fact, as a girl, I never knew how I really looked in a mirror. So stepping out into new environments and meeting strangers made me nervous. Several weeks before, on my first solo trip to downtown Atlanta, I left home 2 hours before my scheduled appointment, more than enough time to manage the unknowns. My heightened anxiety prompted me to get off the bus too soon, causing me to walk 3 extra blocks to the doctor's office. Pearl Optical Store in downtown Atlanta had advertised an eye exam, frames, and lenses, plus tax, for a whopping $29.99. A few years earlier, that amount far exceeded anything my parents could afford before, but now the cost was within reach. When I located the white brick building, I lingered in front of the window display for almost an hour. I followed a doctor in a white physician's lab coat into an adjoining examination room. It was in that room that I got my first eye exam, my first diagnosis of being nearsighted, my first pair of corrective lenses, and my first day of sight. I walked out of Pearl Optical at Five Points, where all of the major roads meet in downtown Atlanta. I stood on the corners of Auburn Avenue and Peachtree Streets and marveled at the skyline of the bustling city. I looked just beyond the tallest building, and I swear I could see all the way to Texas. For the first time in my life, I could look across the street and read a street sign. I could see the address on the storefront. I could now see how high to step in order to avoid stumbling on the curb. I could now see the facial features on people more than an arm's length away. I could now look in the mirror and see how I looked with glasses on. Reading my school textbooks was no longer a struggle. My new eyesight gave me a brand new life. I now literally read any and everything in my visual path, and I delighted in the feeling that my newfound knowledge gave me. Everything I learned in school, I wanted to take it to the next level. It was then that I fell in love with words, their correct pronunciation, and their captivating power. My grades skyrocketed, and on the wings of that rocket set my self-esteem